It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's been 2 months since a Chevron natural gas well exploded in Greene County, killing a worker. That fire burned for 5 days. But according to a report by State Impact Pennsylvania, Chevron blocked personnel with the State Department of Environmental Protection from accessing the site for nearly the first 2 days. I'm joined now by phone from Philadelphia by Katie Culinary, the reporter who broke the story. Katie, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul.
Katie, that well fire started on February the 11th. What happened when a DEP emergency crew first arrived on the scene in Dunkard Township?
Well, what the DEP told me was that when the emergency crew first arrived, they were in their emergency response vehicle and clearly marked as being with the State Department of Environmental Protection. But officials with Chevron told them essentially to stay away from the site and told them not to drive their vehicle on the access road or even park at the entrance of the access road. You have to remember that to get to a lot of these rural well sites, there's usually sort of a narrow dirt road that the company builds to be able to access these remote sites, and they're very narrow, but they wouldn't even let the department park at the entrance to that or on a separate road. We were also told that they, wanted to try to keep the Department of Environmental Protection away from the site and even away from a command center that had been set up where Chevron was disseminating information. It was a very, very cold day that week. It was early February. Temperatures were dipping into the tens that day and the days following. So the Department of Environmental Protection was free to sort of walk around, but they really wanted to be able to have their vehicle there, I'm sure probably to stay warm, but also so that they could collect as much information as possible and have their gear with them.
And how unusual is this? What are the rules pertaining to drilling companies granting access to DEP officials?
Well, the rules are pretty straightforward. Every drilling company, in order to get a permit from the State Department of Environmental Protection, in those permits, it says that those companies are required to allow access to DEP officials no matter what the circumstances. An inspector can show up at any time. They don't need any kind of a warrant. They don't need to call ahead of time. Any identified and trained DEP official is allowed to access the site.
So then how did this happen? Chevron turns the DEP away. Why didn't the agency enforce its right, and they had every right to be there, why didn't they enforce its right to access the site?
Well, that's a really good question, and I feel like we still haven't really gotten to the bottom of that yet. I spoke with the spokesman for the Southwest region for the DEP who deals with the media. And then I also put a call in and spoke to Scott Perry, who's the head of the department's oil and gas program. And neither of them were actually at the scene at the time and weren't able to really give me, a clear reason why they actually acquiesced to the company. But they did both tell me that the DEP voiced its opinion strongly, tried to, work with Chevron to say, this is not right. We're allowed to be on the site, but it's still not clear at this point, Paul, why they actually listened to Chevron at that moment and didn't just say, well, we're the DEP, we have a right to be here. I was told by Scott Perry that they were not physically blocked from the site. Chevron did not park a vehicle in front of the access road to keep them from driving up the road. He also said to me, quote, that no one put a hand to anybody's chest. It didn't come to fisticuffs, certainly, but So really what we have is kind of this story about a verbal communication, and the DEP shot back and said, well, this isn't right, but didn't, for some reason assert their authority to the point where they were actually able to do what they wanted to do and be on the site.
So you have sort of a double-edged story here and two things that the DEP potentially should be concerned about. One is the fact that Chevron did turn them away, but is there discussion within the agency and perhaps an investigation that may follow about why the DEP official who showed up on that first day, February 11th, why they acquiesced, why they said, okay, if you're not going to let us here or you're not physically blocking us, but you're saying go away, so we'll just go away. That seems to be something that that the agency, the DEP, might be concerned about.
Right. Well, I think it also needs to be said that when I was talking to some DEP officials before publishing this story, I really wanted to understand, you know, is this going to have an impact on their investigation that they're putting together about this fire? And did it have an impact on what they were able to do in those first early days in terms of monitoring and, you know, getting information? And they really said that they kind of stressed to me that, well, it wasn't right what Chevron did, but they were still able to work around the company and accomplish what they needed to do. Scott Perry, the head of the DEP's oil and gas program, the deputy secretary, told me that it really will not have a big impact on their investigation. There's going to be a more detailed after-action report that the DEP is currently putting together about this incident that might shed some light on some of these details that we still really don't know, because the fact is, No one in the press has actually spoken to the emergency personnel who were actually on the site that day. And I'm pretty sure that only really Chevron and those people know exactly what went down.
We're talking with Katie Culinary, the reporter who broke the story for State Impact Pennsylvania about Chevron blocking personnel with the State Department of Environmental Protection from accessing the site where a natural gas well exploded in Greene County 2 months ago to this day. That fire burned for 5 days, and DEP officials were kept away from the site for the better part of 2 days. Katie, I'm curious as to how this information was kept from the public for 2 months.
Well, the information was made public on the website. I'm not exactly sure what date, but the violations were issued on March 18th. And I just happened to check earlier this week. You can see it right on the DEP zone. They have a database where they report all of their violations. There was no press release issued, and I didn't ask the DEP about that. But when I asked for some information and I asked for the letter, the notice of violation letter, that kind of detailed all the various violations that were associated with this fire, the DEP turned it over to me.
Apparently, Chevron's most serious violation was not necessarily blocking state regulators.
Right. That was according to the DEP officials that I spoke to. They really stressed that, well, you know, while it was unfortunate that Chevron was not as cooperative in the first couple of days until Secretary Christopher Abruzzo arrived and, you know, kind of asserted the DEP's authority, you know, they said really what they want to get to the bottom of are some of the more serious violations, venting of, you know, of methane gas that occurred from the fire, and, you know, production fluids that flew into the air and landed on the ground. And, of course, you know, very important, this alleged equipment failure that led to the explosion that took a life of a young contract worker who is originally from Pennsylvania. And so from the DEP's perspective, they said, well, you know, I mean, while it was not while it was unfortunate that emergency personnel were turned away by Chevron, really the most egregious violation were related to the actual circumstances of the fire itself, and what led to this tragic death.
How has Chevron been criticized for their response to this fire?
Well, this isn't really the first, you know, controversy involving Chevron. Of course, a lot of people might know the Chevron pizza scandal. There has been a petition circulating particularly in the first month after the fire. Chevron had their community relations staff on hand to kind of deal with complaints from the community. And so one of the things that they did for the surrounding area after the fire was offer coupons for free pizza, kind of as an apology because there was a lot of trucks and noise and, you know, in the days that followed this fire during the emergency response. And, of course, that happened to a copy of one of those coupons made it on the Internet. It got circulated around a bunch of blogs, and then many media outlets picked up on it, wanting to know what the reaction of the residents were. I actually ended up going back out there to the site a month ago to talk with some residents who really didn't see any controversy in that at all. They actually were, you know, thought that was a pretty gracious thing of Chevron to do. But nevertheless, it's a pretty easy thing to make fun of when a company has a situation like this and a worker dies and their response is giving out coupons for free pizza. I think it's a pretty, you know, even late night comedians like the Colbert Report and the Daily Show were making fun of it. And so it kind of it spun into its own sort of side controversy aside from the fire itself.
Yeah, I think one of the jokes was it's the least we could do. Yes, it was the least you could do. So what happens next?
Well, what happens next is that we wait for this after-action report from the Department of Environmental Protection that's going to offer us a lot more details on what happened in the weeks following the fire, and possibly, quite possibly, this incident with Chevron telling personnel to stay away from the site. And Chevron will also have a chance to send a letter back to the Department of Environmental Protection regarding the 9 violations that they received to respond to what they believe. You know, they disagree with many of these violations and say that they actually, you know, were working according to protocol. And then the two parties will sit down and they'll discuss it. And eventually what will happen is the Department of Environmental Protection and Chevron will sign what's known as a consent agreement. They'll come to an agreement about what the company did wrong, and the Department of Environmental Protection, that's a tough thing to say on the radio, the Department of Environmental Protection will levy some fines against the company.
And it is a tough thing to say because a lot of people want to say EPA, but it is, in fact, our own Department of Environmental
yes,
Protection.
That's true, but it is the DEP. That's right.
Exactly. State Impact Pennsylvania reporter Katie Culinary, great thanks for joining us, and we'll check in with you in the future to see how this story develops.
Great. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Coming up, a conversation with acclaimed jazz drummer Roger Humphreys, who is the focus of a new documentary, Roger Humphreys, Pass It On. We'll also talk with the filmmaker, Billy Jackson. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.